Travis Pinwell.
And I'm Sean Braswell.
And this is episode 15 of Wilson Arts and Beyond, a podcast by Wilson Arts in Wilson, North Carolina. Today we're excited to talk about the Playhouse of Wilson, Still Magnolias.
Today we have with us the director of Still Magnolias, David Winstead, whose voice you have heard before, and two of the actors, Nicole Braswell and Jessica Satterfield. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
So this is kind of a cool episode because Nicole is Sean's wife, and you actually heard Jessica's daughter, Emma Townsend, on the previous episode just a couple weeks ago. So we have lots of little family connections going on this one. So to start off with, David, can you speak to us about the show and what it's about?
Well, Steel Magnolias is a Southern classic. It's the story of Truvy's Beauty Shop in Chinkopin, Louisiana, which is northern Louisiana. It's a little bit different. It's not down there towards New Orleans. So a little bit different. But this is a classic from the 80s and is based upon the playwright Robert Harling's an actual experience in his life. His sister was diabetic, and you know, the show focuses around character Shelby and her mother, Malin, Truvy's Beauty Shop, and all the women of the town, and the things they go about, and happens over the course of 2 years in the 80s. So a little bit of a nostalgia at this point. Weird to say at this point that the 80s is nostalgia, but it is. But it's a really great story, just about the connections of women, family, strength, togetherness, and the power of community. No spoilers. Don't want to spoil anything if you haven't seen the movie or seen the show before.
Yeah. So, Nicole and Jessica, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves, maybe what you do, and a little bit about your theater experience?
I'll go first. Okay. So, a little bit about me. Professionally, I am a database administrator and software engineer. Personally, I am a wife and mom of four awesome kids, and that's about it on me. So, love to paint, love to do artsy stuff like that as well. Theater experience, how long has it been? 6 years when we met?
2016.
Second time I auditioned, but first time I auditioned for a play and got the part and met my husband there as well and got bit by the bug and has been doing community theater ever since.
I casted her as the bride in that show and the bride in real life.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, yeah.
That was the plan the whole time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. When you know, you know.
So sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was it for me.
Now, Jessica, I'm excited to hear this from you because I didn't know certain things about you, but I've heard it recently. So I want to hear your backstory here now.
Well, I'm curious now to know what you didn't know. I'm not working professionally right now, but I have a master's in sacred music from East Carolina University in Oregon. So I came to Wilson as the director of music at First United Methodist Church in 2000. Now I stay at home with my two children, Emma Townsend, that you heard from on the last episode, and Daniel, who's 13. Married to Robert Satterfield. We met here in Wilson in 2000, I guess. And other than being a wonderful audience member, I have zero theater stage experience.
I've heard you did music. So that's what I was like, you're a music person. I never knew that. So that's awesome.
Yes.
So can each of you tell us a little bit about your character in the show?
I play Clary, who is a 66-year-old widow. She was married to the mayor, and she is a classy lady who is surrounded by a wonderful group of friends in this show, and like all of the other women in the show, has a great sense of humor, and is a fun character to play.
I think she has the best sense of humor. She cracks all the good jokes.
Oh, it's all the classy jokes.
Yeah, the good ones. Oh,
Nicole, how about you?
So I am playing Malin. I am Shelby's mother. She is a psychiatrist, we've figured out, head of the guidance center in town. She's the one that kind of, she bottles, no, I wouldn't say Well, she bottles everything up. She never gives it away of what's going on. Her and Shelby tend to take snips at each other. She's passive aggressive without you really realizing she's passive aggressive. She's not openly passive aggressive with Shelby. And you know, she's the mom that takes care of everything for everybody. But she's very quiet when she's at Truvy's. She's more of the listener and observer and has a few things to say here and there.
So what made each one of you want to be a part of this show in particular and specifically play your character?
Okay, I'll go first. I've been waiting ever since it was announced that Steel Magnolias, that Playhouse was doing Steel Magnolias. I've had it on my calendar. And honestly, like, Malin is the dream role that I've always wanted. And I was kind of stupid excited when I got the email, you know, the invitation of, you know, we'd like you to play Malin. I literally jumped up and down and scared the older son in the house. He thought like I fell or something. I was just that excited. So it's just, you know, if you've seen the movie, it's Sally Field. It's just everything. You get to go through like all of the emotions, and it's just such a fun show in itself. I've never seen the stage production, and it's actually been pretty cool because as I reel on and learn my lines, I hope I'm not annoying David, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I realized why that's going on because this is the thing. So you really get to see kind of like more of the story and the why behind the what on certain things. So yeah, I was just saw it and I was like, I have to be a part of that play, or at least I have to audition for it. So thank you, David, for giving me my dream role.
I give nothing. Everything is earned.
So I have watched my daughter be in a lot of shows with church and Act for Youth. And then several friends have popped up on stage and it's just looked like they've all had a good time and met a lot of new people. And so I talked myself out of two or three audition opportunities. And then finally, with the encouragement of a couple of people, just decided to go for it, and I did not do my homework, so I really thought at most I would have a fun time auditioning. Potentially, I could be like a wedding guest in the play, but was completely unaware that there are no wedding guests in the play. Like,
come on, David. Come on, David. Let's put some wedding guests in the play.
So while Nicole jumped up and down, when I got the email from David, my jaw hit the floor. But anyway, I'm super excited. And like I said, I'm having a good time and hope I do these other wonderfully talented ladies proud.
Awesome. Can I play the armadillo?
Yes. Well, it's a cake, so I'll leave that to Nicole.
Yeah. Just cut me right on half.
Just don't know how they make that gray icing.
Just don't know how.
I can tell you, I've done it by accident before.
So this is for all of you guys. What have you enjoyed about the process of putting the show together? Has anything surprised you about it? Or the show itself, even? I mean, how long have y'all been rehearsing?
This is week 3 and we open in tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, the way the schedule worked out on this show, they actually have one less week than we normally would have for a typical or Playhouse show.
Yeah, normally you would have about a 6-week process, but for me, as a director, I really like to work, you know, fast and dirty. A 5-week process, it forces you to just dig in and not make apologies for the work and just really go for it. And this cast is just incredible. It's been easy. I feel like I really have not done too much since we kind of started getting on our feet. You know, we staged real quick, did table work, and it's more about answering questions and making small adjustments because they're all bringing in the work, and that makes my life easier. It's more of just kind of keeping it all together and focused. So really fun experience so far because we're just telling a great story. Good writing, it's something everyone knows, so big expectations. But right now, as we're recording, we're going to do our first run-through tonight. And we're running acts earlier this week, and I mean, we had people already, you know, fully in the emotions and just really, we have people crying already. It's good.
Is that because of the show, or
they're supposed to cry?
Fully because of the show.
Yeah. I say, if you can make somebody laugh and cry in 90 minutes, you're doing it right.
Oh,
that's a success.
So, that is the whole goal of the show.
Mm-hmm. I am going to feed something to my wife because she has talked about this is her first show where you've rehearsed in one space and then you move into another space. Yeah, you know, you've done shows at New Soul Theater, which is they have one stage they rehearse on. In Goldsboro, they do shows at the museum.
Yeah.
So you rehearse in that space every time. So this is her first time rehearsing in one space at the Art Center and now moving into the theater, which it's, you know, it's a change. It's like planting a tree from one pot to the other one. It goes in shock.
When we do that at home, they usually die.
Yeah.
So true story.
But this is going to live and thrive over the next two weeks.
Oh, come, you know what, or high water. It's going to happen for sure. A lot of homework. But yeah, that was kind of like a stress for me. Just because of something different. Again, I haven't done this for decades like some people. So it was like the first time I've been with a theater production, a theater group that's like doesn't rehearse the first couple of weeks in the place that the show is going to be. And then I was told by one of the castmates, like, well, that's very normal. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So just kind of, it has been an adjustment for me just in that sense. But you know, same time, learn your lines. That's the biggest thing that's been a struggle for me. It's like, it's a great script. There's a lot of words and there's a lot of conversation and it's kind of cool at the same time. So it's like terrifying and enjoyable all in one.
Well, I think at a theater where you like, and it's a theater, they're very lucky to be able to use the same stage, but at the same time, you kind of get complacent with being in the same space.
Very used to it.
When you are like a touring show, you always are in a new space. It's always a fresh thing. So I think by the rehearsing in one space and then moving to the new space, it keeps it kind of fresh, I think.
I had the same thing growing up. All the theaters I just stepped in was in the same place every time. And you get spoiled almost.
You do.
Well,
yeah, I really do.
Exactly. When I came to Wilson, I was like, whoa, we're rehearsing in an office building and we're going to move over.
For me, it was, you know, coming up with Through Act for Youth, you know, with the former Arts Center, the Grand Studio up on the third floor. That is where we rehearsed every single show. We didn't get into the Boykin until usually 2 weeks before we started. And, you know, you have a load in, you have a week of spacing rehearsals, and then, you know, you have your tech weekend and then you do your show. So we would do a musical. If it was an 8-week show, we spent 6 weeks in the Grand Studio.
And I don't think one's better than the other.
There's advantages.
It was just
there's
different.
Advantages. Yeah, it's definitely different.
Kind of like with Seth's, it was like very like, whoa, this is different.
I think this situation keeps you more on your toes.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Because you don't get used to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a whole new learning process, too, for when you go to different spaces and you're not in the same space that you've done things in for so long. But, Jessica, is there anything you particularly enjoyed about the process or putting it together since you haven't? Didn't you tell me, I'm going to throw you under the bus a little bit, you were in a show maybe in like middle school or hadn't done anything since then?
I accompanied shows
in high school.
My high school had a full theater program. So I've been in the orchestra pit a few times.
This really is your first show. So
this
what
really
have
is.
You enjoyed particularly about the process?
I've certainly enjoyed getting to know, other than David a little bit and Elizabeth a little more than that, getting to know new people. And Hannah some. It's been fun getting to know new women and a little bit selfishly doing something since I'm not currently working, doing something that's you know, just for me. Has been fun and stepping out of my comfort zone.
Well, the schedule don't really change because you would normally bring Emma Townsend to rehearsal.
Yes.
So you're still doing that process of it. So
yes.
It's just, well, you're the one alone. To have the fun. Yeah.
Well, and funny enough, while Midsummer was finishing up, it was drive Emma Townsend off, come to rehearsal leave our rehearsal, pick her up. So it worked out well that we were finished up about the same time.
Yes, it did.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to do more after this show because, I mean, they are growing up. They do that.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Far too quickly.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder. All right. So is there anything you're really looking forward to with Steel Magnolias? A particular scene or anything? Yeah. Anything? Don't spoil the show. But
who wants to go first? I'll let the actors go first.
I'll go first. I'm looking forward to seeing my wife do the scene. She will not let me run lines with her.
I will not.
Oh, dude.
I will not.
Dude, I'll tell you where we were at just on Tuesday. I know exactly what you're talking about. It is powerful. It is effective. It's visceral.
That's my wife.
Oh, well, and it's more than just Nicole's work. I mean, Nicole is the focal point there, but the work of the other four women on stage is, mm-hmm. Not gonna play with other people that are working on the show. I mean, people were crying already that know it and been working on it for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, bring your tissues.
Yes,
bring
absolutely.
Kleenex.
Well, it's an all-star cast. I mean, Jessica claims she's never done theater before, but she's a theater person. So,
oh, she is Clary.
Yeah,
she.
Yeah,
I was saying if Jessica was,
she is Southern charm.
Mm-hmm.
In normal life,
very sweet.
Yeah,
true
I love
story.
It.
I think we all agree, Southern charm. Yeah.
Yeah. So same thing. What I'm looking forward to is that particular scene, which is my biggest anxiety because I want to do it justice. It's written so well that even when I'm in rehearsal trying to read these lines, I'm starting to cry. So it's just like that real, not to give it away. So for those of you who know what I'm talking about, it's the one. But, it's just kind of like, not to give it away, just as a mother, it's hard to even read those lines. So that's the one that's just like, the whole reason I wanted the role and everything was just to kind of have that that scene. That's the one I'm looking forward to. And also, I love the interaction between Weezer and Clary. I never realized like what great best friends they were. And, it's just kind of like, I have a couple of friends like that. We would talk smack to each other like that too and still say, I love you as much as my luggage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. It's just kind of those little cracks and jokes that those two characters have.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'm looking forward to just as a cast, the joy of making people laugh. I feel like we've got a lot of bottled up laughter as a world. And this will be a great opportunity for some of that to come out. And also just the gift of seeing friendship between women and how powerful that can be, across generations and across welcoming new people and mm-hmm. old friendships. And I just think that's those are important relationships that are not always maintained as well as they could be.
What else is there to say at this point?
You always go first.
I know. It was smart. It means I don't have to talk as much.
We follow directions well.
really, just the big thing is just seeing it all come together. It's an exceptional script. It's one that I tell people every time if I'm just me reading it, every single time I cry. This is, in my opinion, there are two classic Southern movies about women that everybody knows, Steel Magnolias and Fried Green Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Everybody around here knows them too. And to get to bring one of those to life, and in a way that I think most of the community probably hasn't seen it being on stage rather than the movie, it's really exciting to just let people see that and experience it because, being live in a theater and feeling those emotions, it's so different because, with film, you feel it, but it's all about you. But, you get into, as we sit here in the Boykin talking about this, looking out at the seats, you get people out in the seats near each other, that emotion radiates off of each other and bounces around. And, that collective sense of emotion and release, whether it be laughter, tears, anything else, it's really cool. And with a story that everyone, I think a lot of people in the audience hold so dear and has memories with, it's going to be a really special weekend.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about, you can come see the show and you kind of know what's happening if you've seen the movie, mm-hmm. but it's not the movie.
No.
It is a unit set. They're in the beauty salon the entire time.
Yeah, it never leaves. Yeah.
So it's not the movie. It's different. And you probably get a lot more detail in their relationships than you do the movie.
But
now, what came first, the movie or the
play?
Yeah, good.
The play came first. And but the great thing is that so many of those classic lines that you know from the movie, they're there.
They're all in there. Yeah. Yeah.
They're all in there. Everything. So the movie actually, outside of, for movie magic, putting different locations in there. Mm-hmm.
And having wedding guests.
And really just filling in some of those gaps that, what a lot of people I think don't realize or necessarily always think about with it is that this takes place over, really over a year and a half, 2 years. It's not just a single summer going on. It's,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I mean, babies are born.
Mm-hmm. Become toddlers.
Become toddlers within the setting of the story. So it takes time for all these things to happen. And with a movie, you kind of want to, you can visually very quickly tell those. But on stage, it's hard to put in a whole wedding outside and spring in a pool full of magnolias that are all taken from Weeza's side of the tree.
That has not been judged.
The judge has not determined that fact.
We're going to load the lobby up with magnolias.
That would be awesome.
Finally, what's next for each of you? Anything big in your life happening? Or any big shows that you're planning on auditioning or being a part of in the future? Or
everyone's looking at me. I guess I should probably go. Have a
good I don't know
day.
Anything you're doing next. What are you doing next?
Well, funny enough, right after we finish this one up, close on May 1st, we jump right into our community summer musical, The Sound of Music, produced by Wilson Arts and the Singer Studio. Glad to say, I know I talked about it during the Oliver podcast, but again, I'm glad to be back and directing and leading this show. We got a fantastic team that's working on it. I'll go on and announce it because I don't know if it's actually fully been announced, but I will because Sean just gave me a thumbs up. Corey Whaley is coming back to music direct again, and we've also got Caitlin Hill coming back to choreograph again. Seth Pimwell is back doing our stage management, and I think pretty much the whole team back from Cinderella.
Yeah, Genevieve.
Genevieve McCormick is back as costumes. I'm trying to think, but pretty much everyone's back, and it's going to be a really exciting thing. But we jump in. Auditions are May 9th and 10th. So literally, I close on a Sunday. I got a week off and right back into auditions and to jump in and do another big musical right away. So that's always a thing. But we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please come out and audition. And when you're hearing this, the cuts for the music for the audition should be up on the Wilson Arts website. So if you're wanting to audition, go look at the music and come on out and sign up for auditions May 9th and 10th. We need all ages. We need literally from age 5 up to, 175. I don't know if anyone's lived that long, but if you're out there, I'd just for personal reasons be interested in meeting you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for me, always looking forward to get an interview process done for next season of Act for Youth Playhouse and everything else going around and just, start building out the calendar for next year.
David, can you tell our listeners the show dates and how they can purchase tickets?
Shows are April 29th, 30th, and May 1st at the Edna Boykin Cultural Center, downtown Wilson, North Carolina. Friday and Saturday starts at 7:30, Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance by going online. Facebook, there's links on Facebook. Go to the Playhouse of Wilson website. And purchase tickets online. If you buy them ahead of time, they are $13. They are $15 at the door. You can also reach out to any cast member or person working on the show. We have got tickets. I have them with me right now. So you can purchase from a cast member with cash or check, and we'll go on and give you the physical tickets. The tickets are good for any of the performances, so you're not buying for a specific night or seat. Is there anything else with tickets I'm supposed to say?
Get them at door?
At the door. Yep. You can buy them at the door and, box office open.
Unfortunately, normally the Wilson Arts Center would be a place you can get tickets, but we're closed down for 3 weeks while they're doing acoustic baffling in the art gallery. So, unfortunately, they're not available to pick up there because Wilson Arts is not open.
Yep. So, look for a cast member. Reach out to us if you happen to know anybody that's working on the show. And if not, like I said, online, you can purchase them ahead of time, and they'll be waiting for you at the box office.
And we'll link to that website in our show notes.
Awesome.
And we hope to see everybody at the show, and thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. As always, we want to thank you and our guests for joining us. We also want to thank Marshall Max Lamont Hamilton for providing our music. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps. Also, be sure to check out our website, wilsonarts.com, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WilsonArtsNC for the latest information about our events. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time.